I'm Lapa Qatari and welcome to Music Planet Road Trip. In this episode, we visit the neighbourhood of Mafalala in Maputo, Mozambique. Our guide is musicologist and historian Ivan Larangera.
We are about to enter one of the most historical and emblematic informal settlements of Maputo, that it's Mafalala. And the music of this space represents this history and how the city grows through the past 100 years. And how rhythms like Marabenta and so many other rhythms like Uns come from. It's a result of this urban dynamic where you have a melting pot with an incredible richness of sounds and cultures and races and religions, and having this makes Mafalala a melting pot that it is what it is today. And from my point of view, this is the birthplace of Marabenta, and this is one of the most iconic places for you to visit if you're very fond of Mozambican music. Up to this day, it's a very vibrant community, producing a lot of artists and still setting the pace of what is the art scene in Mozambique, especially when it comes to music and dancing. So one of my first tracks, and a track that represents a lot to me, will go with a classical Marabenta song that is called Eliza Way. Eliza Way talks about a young girl that neglects a lot her home duties, like cleaning the house or ironing her clothes and things like that. And this is one of the classic Marabenta songs, and it's by a band called Orquestra Jumbo. And Orquestra Jumbo means a lot to me because one of the band members is an uncle of mine, and is the oldest musician still alive in Mozambique, turning 98 years old very soon. The process of migration, we had so many people coming to Mafalala and going from Mafalala. And the process of migration is very much attached to the port along with the railway. The American dream for the Mozambicans, to a certain extent, was going to South Africa and going to work in the gold mines in South Africa. And there is a very interesting research and recording from Hugh Trace that talks about the forgotten guitars from the 50s. The Shangaan music was very popular in the gold mines in Johannesburg. And you have so many different artists coming out of that and playing interesting music. And it is in that process that you have the icon of Marabenta, which is considered the king of Marabenta, Mr. Fanny Mfumo, coming out of that contest of migrating to South Africa, looking for a better life, or aspiring the El Dorado and so on, and being able to connect and integrate himself into that contest and and working with the different artists, artists like Miriam Makeba and so on, and being part of the band. So for me, Fanny Mfumo, it's a must to hear, and it's the king of Mara Benda, and it's also one of the iconic personalities of Mafalala as well. Since we are on this idea of the infrastructure and discussing the port and the railway, you know, Maputo was not always the capital of Mozambique. Our first capital was Ilha de Moçambique. And with this investment from the gold mines and the dynamic of transport connecting the two cities, the capital had to go towards south because the economic center had shifted towards south. And with this transition, we also have the people from the north, the people from the Swahili coast also coming to Maputo and coming precisely to Mafalala. And this is one of the most iconic communities in that regard due to this diversity. And the people from Ilha de Moçambique put a different flavor on the way of life of this community, especially when you hear the music and when you see the beauty of the woman from Ilha de Moçambique with all of that sensuality that it's attached to the dance moves, to the attire that they wear, to the cosmetics and even the smile and looks that they give. It's a complete different culture compared to the culture that you have in the south of Mozambique. Nothing better than a beautiful voice from one of the most important voices that we have in the continent than listen to Yopuru, and I chose Opentana.
We had an apple.
So as we walk by Mafalala, I think you've noticed a bit of this arches made out of palm trees. And this is a symbol of the weddings. It means that very recently we had a wedding in one of these houses. And that's a tradition that comes from Inhambane, the most beautiful part of the coast of Mozambique, with impressive beach and impressive cuisine as well. In Inhambane, everything is based on coconut, from the materials you use to build your house, to the utensils that you have inside your house to cook, or even the food that you have, or if you like, even the drink, the alcohol, is all made out of the coconut tree. So it's a major asset for the community or for a family to have a coconut tree on their land. And here in Mafalala, this is also reflected on this tradition of having these different weddings present and this symbol representing that very recently someone got married on this family. And that takes us again to the richness of sounds that are present in Mafalala and that are present in the province of Inhambane. And I wouldn't forget the world heritage that Timbila is for us today. And I will definitely look at the sound that this marvelous instrument brings, and I will choose Timbila Muzimba as one of the most contemporary music groups that makes the gap or bridges the gap between the traditional and the modern music, and still being very much authentic in a very globalized world. For that reason, I chose Timbila Muzimba from Timbila Muzimba. Shani Waguni is one of the iconic Timbila players, one of the Shani Waguni Machum. They are the followers of the legacy that the masters of Timbila, like Venancio Mbande, left us behind. And this group of young people are carry on tradition and are representing properly this song or this rhythm. As a young man, and as a young man that is also connected to the world and likes to see what's going on, I also would like to have on our selection today a young Mozambican rapper. A rapper that goes beyond borders and has been able to set trends and be able also to take the element of Mozambican culture to his music, and being able to produce an exquisite sound that it's difficult to classify. I actually call it colored music, in a sense that you have so many influences in it. It's hip-hop, it's jazzy, it's a bit of samba, it's a bit of marrabenta, it's a bit of everything. It makes a very interesting fruit salad. It represents definitely one of the promising careers from Mozambique. It's a young man called Simba. It's a metaphor for king, based on the story of the Lion King. I think it's a very interesting personality when you look at this artist as well. He's from a Shangaan background, and his name is Simba, which is more of a Swahili tale. And I think the idea is to send the message across and to be able to, on a rhythm that it's so global, to be able to be self-assured of being African and of being Mozambican. And I would like to hear today, because this has been such a wonderful day and such a wonderful trip walking through Mafalala. I'll choose to end our program, Lovely Day from Simba.
I say make it clap to this funk move. What? I say make it clap to this funk move. Party people in the place to be. My name is Simba. I'm about to take you to the 1, 2, what? To the 1, 2, what? To the dance floor with Lisa James. Check it out. It's beautiful day, blue sky carrying the sun. Cool light, we pray to Christ to bury the guns. I look nice, we married the one. The princess sharing kisses. Chakuk Christ, I'm having fun. Me and my true wife. With a few guys sharing the lunch. I see two pies, I'm scared to hunt. Cause I got two slices of pizza. I'm too shy, the food is killing with the smile. So who's ringing the bell? And who might be the dude I see? It's point blank, bringing my new mic. We share gifts like Christmas.
Simba ending this week's Music Planet road trip from Ivan Larangera in Mafalala, Maputo in Mozambique. In next week's episode, Amanda Kaurina explores the diverse roots of folk music in Finland.